Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team is off this weekend, coming off of a win at Minot State a week ago. Stephen Battle is a senior transfer from the University of North Dakota. Rushed for 95 yards at Minot. BSU off this weekend will host Augustana next weekend.
Well, Stephen, congratulations on the great game at Minot, transferring in. What did you expect out of your first game?
I don't know. I was pretty prepared for him. I mean, watching a lot of film on him, you know, just studying their defense. They're on the same defense as we do. So, I mean, going against our guys was probably a bit harder, considering, you know, they basically know our offense by the back of their hands. So, it was a little bit easier than I may have expected, actually.
How difficult of a decision was it at North Dakota, and all of a sudden they make the jump and you're out of eligibility? How tough was it to find a new home?
Actually, it was pretty easy. My position coach, Jay Schillinger, he actually was going to set me up at Dickinson State, which was his alma mater. And about the day before I was going to decide to go there, got a call from Coach Tess, because he's friends with Coach Manasa up at UND. And he talked to me for a bit, brought me down for a visit, and rather play Division II than NAIA.
Offense certainly was moving the football against Minot. That's what you guys expect, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, it was definitely kind of a rough game as far as the red zone was concerned. We made all sorts of mistakes down there, and that stuff that we're going to have to fix going into, you know, NSIC conference games and things like that. But other than that, it was nice to see what we were doing on film.
I don't think I've ever seen a game where a team had it in their own red zone and three plays later it was on their own 15-yard line. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think I've ever seen that either. No, that was quite the turn of events.
Speaking from a member of this offense, how good is this defense?
Our defense is absolutely stacked. If anything, they're going to be what carries this team to however far we make it down the road, whether that be conference championships, playoff contender, and whatever beyond that.
You started at North Dakota. I'm guessing if my timeline is correct, they were still Division II, making that transition to 1AA. You've seen the transition there as to what sorts of things the program does at that level. What are the biggest differences between 1AA and a pretty good D2 league?
The biggest difference is speed. The Epic Division 1AA, they rely more on their athleticism than they do on technique and what their assignments are wise. And I think that actually, it can come back to bite you because, I mean, as a Division II team, you know, when you still have that Division II talent, you can get away with a lot more different things than just relying on pure athleticism.
Okay, you know Augustana and their program.
Yeah.
From the days in the NCC. How much different is it going to be from Minot State to Augustana?
It's going to be a huge jump, I'm expecting anyways. I mean, they're definitely no pushover as far as any team's concerned. No team really is. I mean, anything can happen on any given day. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to watching film this week and seeing what they're bringing. And we've got 2 weeks to game plan against them, so hopefully that has an advantage for us.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.